Hey, it's Sean Stevens from 96.9 Pop FM Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming back to Pittsburgh for two shows, 3 and 8 o'clock on Friday, December 28th. The holiday tradition returns with Bob FM. Tickets are on sale now for that show. And we're privileged to have Jeff Plate, the drummer for TSO, on the line with us. And Jeff, I've always wondered, when do you guys start preparing during the year?
Well, to be honest with you, a lot of the planning for this tour began during the tour last year. I began seeing some production ideas and some lighting schemes, some different things like that pop up. You know, the rehearsals for the actual tour, the band all gets together at the end of October. We rehearse 2 weeks, and a big part of that is obviously going through the music and the vocals and making sure that part of it is all 100%. But the production side of things, we roll into town every year with 20 tractor trailers full of lighting and sound, and the production is a huge, huge part of what we do. So working with that and getting everything in sync, getting the timing down, getting the right effects going at the right times, that's really where the rubber hits the road, so to speak, and we really put our work in there.
And what I love about Trans-Siberian Orchestra is every year they come back and they try to freshen some parts of the show up.
Even though we may be performing the same story as the previous year, which we are again this year, we're performing the Ghost of Christmas Eve. You're right, the production changes every year, the production improves every year. You know, last year when I saw the final stage set up in the production, I was floored, because there are times when the production takes a couple steps forwards, and then there are times when it takes about 10 or 20 steps forward. Mm. Last year was one of those years, and our production staff really, really hit on something that was brilliant. So this year will be no different. I'm sure there will be some similarities to last year, but there's always a change in the lighting scheme or the effects that we use. But here again, this was something that Paul insisted on doing. He was not going to just sit back and let the same show roll out every year and, you know, milk things that way. He wanted to make sure that people that came back to see us every year, that we're seeing something new.
And you can feel good coming to see this show, too, because every year TSO donates a dollar or two from every single ticket sold to charity. And they're supporting organizations right here in Pittsburgh as well. And we say thank you for that.
Thank you very much. And to date, we've donated over $15 million across the country. And it was something that Paul insisted on from the very first ticket that we sold. If we do something like this, the community comes out and supports us. We could not do what we do without the fans and the support. So this is just something to give back to the community and help some people out who really need it.
Pittsburgh, your holiday tradition is back. Friday, December 28th, two shows, 3 and 8 o'clock, PPG Paints Arena. Make it part of your holiday as you've done in years past. Make it a new tradition if you've never seen it before. LiveNation.com, where to get the tickets. Thanks again, Jeff Plate, drummer for TSO. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Sean.